I notice Mr. Crombie, the minister, has been speaking very straight about the drink question. He's a fine man, I think, but I suppose he'll get disliked owing to his speaking so straight. I admire the man, and perhaps someday I'll be able to back him up. As he says, Lloyd George is a traitor in regard to the drink question. He has sacrificed his principles for his ambition. He sees the teetotalers are in the minority, and of course if he sides partially with the drink traffic, he'll be able to retain his position. Money, money, money. When we do away with the MPs who have shares and interests in breweries and pubs, then we may be able to take a step towards prohibition. I am rather afraid the war has not helped prohibition in any way. Just fancy the government, supposed to be a civilised one, compensating the publicans, who have been blood-sucking the people all along. It's high time this country shook itself up. When the people start to get rid of the drink evils and other evils in this country, then we will see peace drawing nearer. We run out of bread and meat in the ship often, too often, but we would never run out of rum. I've seen young chaps of 18 go to the dogs through that poison. It's not the first glass, but it's what it leads up to. They don't know their own minds and try to act as men in more than one sense of the word. Yes, the country puts me in mind of a heading of Anthem 32, viz. It's high time to awake.